Top 10 Filipino Scariest Movies. While it is not the time of the year that we take a whole week to prepare for Halloween, for many Western countries, Halloween seems fun and a sought-after celebration both for adults and kids, wearing their costumes of cuteness and scariness, preparing sweets for trick-or-treating. The Philippine culture is far different and distinctive. There's nothing more thrilling than watching a Filipino horror movie to achieve that eerie feeling. Whether a movie junkie or an avid scary movie fan, you're on the perfect spot to get those goosebumps coming. You won't be disappointed by these top Filipino horror movies. But, should we warn you now? No. Everyone knows that horror movies are not for the weak and that there is no need to keep the lights on while you sleep, you're just fine and not alone. 2020 Must-Watch Horror Movies. Night Shift. Directed by Yam Laranas. One of the scariest movies in cinema history, Night Shift, will keep you on the edge of your seat. A young woman is forced to stay in a morgue at night due to a delay in her co-worker's arrival on her first night. Then, darkness descends upon the morgue, making her experience more terrifying as the corpse shows signs of rebirth. It is the latest film to be released in 2020. The film stars Yam Concepcion, Solomon Cruz, Jeffrey Quezon, etc. Aswang, Remake. Based on the 1992 Aswang, shape-shifting monster, film starring Alma Moreno. A subspecies of Aswang known as Abwak plagues the town in which two kids witness the murder of their parents. A mysterious woman, a member of the Abwak clan, helps the kids escape the monster and assassins running after them. The Ghost Bride. In exchange for huge sums of money from a Chinese matchmaker to save her family from homelessness and save her father's life, Mayan, Kim Chui, becomes a ghost bride to a wealthy but dead Chinese man. The Healing. For horror film lovers, this is another must-watch. A woman with supernatural powers is entrusted with healing families forced to rely on her for healing. But, as repayment becomes more pronounced, they encounter terrifying consequences. Bloxy. Following up Dead Kids, Mikhail Red returns to use a young cast in a new thriller. This time, university students battle zombies in a city ravaged by a virus. In addition to Julia Barreto and Joshua Garcia, the ensemble cast includes McCoy de Leon, Maris Rackel, Dimples Romana, Ian Veneracion, and Ina Raimundo. All-time Filipino horror movies to watch. Eerie, 2018. Directed by Mikhail Red. Guidance counselor Patricia, the Alonzo, helps the spirit of the students get along. She tries to scrutinize what happened in the past with the young girl's suicide, Erica, at Sta Lucia Academy, an all-girls Catholic school. Eerie has selected the best Filipino entry for the foreign language at the 90th Academy Award. Kuwersma, 2019. Directed by Eric Mati. The family is haunted by a ghost when they return home to Baguio to attend his twin sister's wake. Arturo Fajardo as they stay in, for how many nights they notice that the death of his sister is a secret. Arturo investigates the death of his sister. The realization of the physic called demon when the ghost girl appeared in due course of the medium. Sunno, 2019. Directed by Carla Ledesma. Being a caring mother, Carmina Villarroel works hard to cover the rising hospital expenses to save her daughter's life. While she works without realizing it, she is haunted by a ghost girl trapped in that building a long time ago. In return for her daughter's body, they have agreed with the ghost, help her locate her mother she was separated from decades ago. Feng Shui, 2004. Director, Chito S. Rono. Joy Chris Aquino accidentally has the Bagua. Days passed, good fortune came into her life. She thought that this was lucky for her. Until she notices something wrong every time, she receives luck. All the good fortune and luck are in exchange for the death of her loved ones. Clarita, 2019. Directed by Derek Cabrito. Clarita's family was brought into the magical belief of healing possession. Until a cold-blooded murderer enjoys killing and claims to have a mental disorder, and is brought to a mental hospital. They believe that an evil spirit possessed her because of her murderous persistence. Patayan S.A. Scene Doc S.I. Barbara, 1995. Directed by Chito S. Rono. Despite the tragedy that has befallen Barbara and Ruth when they fell in love with the same man, Nick, Barbara agreed to move away since she did not want to upset Ruth. Even though Ruth and Nick were already married, Nick still tried to contact Barbara. Several years ago, Ruth committed suicide, vowing to avenge Nick and anyone else she thought was in love with him. Barbara returns to the Philippines to mourn the wakes of her sister Ruth. She discovers the real reason for the mysterious death of her sister. Ruth killed herself because of depression, anxiety, and jealousy. The painful part is her niece, the daughter of Ruth, witnessed her mother's death. Eventually, Nick chose Ruth's soul. Sundo, 2019. Directed by Topol Lee. Sundo is a Filipino suspense thriller movie about a retired military officer. Romano has a third eye and began seeing ghosts after getting fatally wounded in battle and a group of people who hitched a ride with him to Manila. On their way back to Manila, Romano saw ghosts surrounded by the van, and they were staring at him. The ghosts are familiar to him. The incident started when one by one, his family begins to die by accident. Before someone dies, the spirit interacts with him. Will they be able to cheat death in their sundo? Ouija. Directed by Mike Flanagan. The five women, Aileen, Romina, Ruth, and Sandra, enlist the help of Sandra's friend, Lucy, to call upon the spirits of the dead when they find their old Ouija board that they used to play with as children. An accident causes the Ouija board to be burnt before finishing the ritual, trapping a murderous entity behind them. With greater awareness comes even more strain on Aileen and Romina's relationship, as Lucy's mental state becomes a burden to Sandra. At the same time, Ruth's boyfriend Gino is unaware of the horrors that await all of them. The girls have no place to turn except to identify the spirit from the Ouija board and take it to its burial place. Only by finding the burial place can the girls free the spirit from the Ouija board and survive its deadly hauntings. The Shake, Rattle and Roll film series. Way back in 1984, Shake, Rattle and Roll was the best anthology in Philippine history. Regal Films produced this series. The movie series from Ida 15 was more on supernatural beings, urban legend, cults, and demonic possession. Braun, 2006. Directed by Neil Boboy Tan. A young girl from the province, who fell under a witch's spell, and gets killed by a devil worshipper, seeks vengeance on the men who visited her place. Filipino horror movies continue to evolve. You'll surely agree with us that these films mentioned above are terrifyingly scary, which will make you feel that you are not alone anymore. So if you feel lonely, watch one of these horror movies.